I'm Nicole Livis. A powerful police commander in southern Afghanistan, General Abdul Razik, who survived several Taliban attacks on his life, was killed Thursday in a shooting incident during a visit of top U.S. general in Afghanistan. Two American soldiers were wounded in the crossfire. A local cameraman was also killed. Local media said participants were making their way to a helipad after the meeting when the shooting happened. That U.S. general was unharmed. Colonel Knut Peters, spokesperson for NATO's Afghanistan Mission Resolute Support, said initial reports indicate this was an Afghan-on-Afghan incident. He said the two wounded Americans had been evacuated and the attacker was dead. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is returning to Washington 2 days after talks with Turkish and Saudi officials to brief President Donald Trump on what he has learned about the fate of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Pompeo told reporters it was reasonable to give the Saudis time to complete their own investigation. AP's Mike Gracia with the latest.
As the investigation into the disappearance of Saudi writer Jamal Khashoggi intensifies, a pro-Turkish government newspaper has published a grisly account of the journalist's alleged slaying. Turkish forensics teams searched the home of the Saudi consul general in Istanbul on Wednesday. It was the second such search of the site by Turkish crime scene investigators. Khashoggi vanished October 2nd after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul to pick up paperwork to get married. The newspaper Yeni Safak has published an account alleging Saudi officials cut off Khashoggi's fingers and decapitated him at the consulate. I'm Mike Gracia.
The Associated Press reports a man who previously traveled with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's entourage to the U.S. entered the Saudi consulate in Istanbul just before writer Khashoggi vanished there, according to images published Thursday by a pro-government Turkish newspaper. AP's John Gambrell says Turkey will want answers from Saudi rulers.
Saudi officials haven't been answering requests for comment for several days now, but the Turks will definitely be asking them about this.
Look for the latest on voanews.com. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May, in Brussels for crucial talks on exiting from the European Union, said now is the time to make a Brexit deal before Britain is scheduled to leave on March 29th.
There is still the question of the Northern Irish backstop, but I believe everybody around the table wants to get a deal. And by working intensively and closely, we can achieve that deal. I believe a deal is achievable, and now is the time to make it happen.
Negotiations have been hung up on the future border between Ireland and Northern Ireland and Britain's trade relationship with the EU, with the possibility of extending the implementation period to December 2020. The International Organization for Migration reports the Rohingya refugee camps in Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh, are fertile grounds for traffickers who prey upon vulnerable people. It says young women and girls in particular are lured into situations of forced labor and sexual exploitation. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
IOM spokesman Joel Millman says girls sold into forced labor are the largest group of trafficking victims. He says traffickers lure vulnerable young people into dangerous situations with false promises of work and a better life.
Individuals mentioned instances of girls and young women recruited for domestic work or hotel maids and became trapped into forced prostitution.
It says the limited work opportunities in the camps make the Rohingya easy prey for the traffickers. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Nearly a million refugees live in Cox's Bazar, most have arrived since August 2017 to escape violence and persecution in Myanmar. In the annexed Russian territory of Crimea, 19 people were killed, dozens wounded when a college student opened fire in the school in the city of Kerch before killing himself. This local resident called it a nightmare, never thinking such a thing could happen there. Investigators still don't have a motive for the mass shooting. Terrorism appears to have been ruled out. Crimea was annexed by Russia from Ukraine in 2014. U.S. Syria envoy James Jeffrey said some but not all militants have withdrawn from a Russian-Turkish demilitarized zone in Idlib province. They were supposed to leave with their heavy weapons by Monday. He described the seven-year civil war as frozen. At the same time, longtime U.N. envoy Stefan de Mistura announced he's stepping down by the end of November for personal reasons. He hopes to be able to convene a committee of experts to draft a new constitution for Syria, although the government objects to one-third of the group selected by the UN. The Swedish-Italian diplomat plans to return to Damascus next week.
I will, of course, be ready, if the Council so wishes, to report back to it after my visit on whether these direct consultations have produced, as we hope, the approval and agreement on a credible and inclusive third day.
I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, all